Hi, this is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts, joined by Dr. Anthony Lillis, as we discuss the Discerning Hearts Pilgrimage 2020, a Trinitarian Holy Land pilgrimage in the company of Elijah. Over the next several episodes, we're going to describe what the experience will be like, and we hope that you will consider joining us, or at least following us, in this audio presentation. Welcome back, Anthony.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm so excited. I cannot wait for our pilgrimage next May. It is going to be really extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is going to be a pilgrimage of a lifetime, and I'm looking forward to going on this with you and Sister Magdalene of the Community of the Beatitudes. I think this is going to be, she's going to take us on not only a wonderful kind of geographical adventure, but even more importantly, a beautiful spiritual adventure.
I've heard from so many others who have actually gone to the Holy Land on pilgrimage, and they were very wonderful, edifying experiences. But yet when they saw the itinerary that has been laid out, that they kind of step back and go, whoa, this is different. And as we spoke last time, it's because we actually start out in the desert with Elijah.
That's right. And so that was our first day. And then in our second day, we go to Jericho and we go to the River Jordan where Jesus was baptized. So it's a pretty, we start out in the desert and then we renew our baptismal promises. Where we'll be renewing our baptismal promises, where Jericho is, not very far from that is the place of where Christ was tempted. And so all of these themes will be coming together geographically. We will see the landscape, we'll enter into the water. We'll renew our promises to follow the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we'll also renew our renunciations. This is a launching of our whole spiritual journey.
Yeah, on that Tuesday, when we actually head out, we're going to pass in front of the Qumran, which was the site for some of the Dead Sea Scrolls where they were found. And as you said, go to that baptismal site.
Yeah, it's kind of an exciting thing. In recent years, they've found fragments of scripture passages and so forth in Hebrew that go back to the sect that was around at the time of John the Baptist. Some speculate that John the Baptist has some sort of association with this community because the things that we have in the scriptures and some of the things that this community, they were called the Essenes. Some of what they taught coincided. And one of the things that coincided, they believed in the imminent coming of the Messiah, that his time was being ushered in, and they needed to prepare for his coming. And this was the definite theme of John the Baptist, who preached in the spirit of Elijah. So this is kind of a thematic of our pilgrimage, is this spirit of Elijah walking and seeing the places in the Old Testament, but also the New Testament, that were touched by the Spirit, which still inspires the church today. Carmelites are consecrated into the same spirit of contemplation, but also prophetic witness in the world.
Yeah, it's remarkable that we actually get to touch these very sacred places that we read about in scriptures. There's something very, spiritually transformative when we have the opportunity to do that, isn't it?
Well, it's true. I'll never forget. I had the joy of leading a pilgrimage about 10 years ago through the Holy Land with a very small group. And one of the members, a couple in the group, they weren't Catholic. And so the idea of venerating things physically was a little bit foreign to them and the kind of Christianity that they were part of their lives, you know. So they're watching all these Catholics kissing the ground and touching everything. And the first day, they're kind of very standoffish. This looks really weird to them. But by the end of the pilgrimage, they were right there with us, kissing and touching and everything, because all of a sudden, you realize in a very tangible, physical way, all of this is really real. It's as if you are experiencing with all of your senses a sign of grace, a sign of what Christ has done, and a sign of the whole work of salvation. It's being communicated to you just as you walk through that land, and it does something to you interiorly. We're we're body soul composites. And so when we see with our eyes and we touch with our hands, something is communicated into our heart. And that something that is communicated helps us pray all the more deeply and all the more beautifully.
Well, I can't wait to continue our conversations about this. But in closing, I just want to let everybody know that you can join us in the next episode of this particular podcast. We're heading to Mount Carmel, and that is going to be very special, isn't it?
It is. It's a place of spiritual battle and a place of solitude, and I look forward to talking to you about that next time.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
This is Dr. Anthony Lillis.
And Chris McGregor, and we invite you to join us in a once-in-a-lifetime Discerning Hearts Trinitarian pilgrimage throughout the Holy Land. This will be a unique opportunity for contemplative prayer, spiritual teaching, and fellowship in one of the holiest areas on the earth. The place is touched by the lives of Jesus, Mary, and the apostles.
During this time, we will also walk closely in the company of the prophet Elijah through the most miraculous moments in salvation history, which would later become pages in the gospel. Along with Sister Magdalite Balduc of the Community of the Beatitudes, the community of the famous Father Jacques Philippe, we hope to lead you into a new encounter with the great mysteries of our faith and a renewal of your devotion to the Lord.
Join us May 23rd through June 2nd, 2020. Please visit discerninghearts.com for a full itinerary and learn more about the Discerning Hearts Trinitarian Pilgrimage to the Holy Land.